Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to my show, and I'm glad you're here. Carl Ron is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Carl's a new friend. He's a Managing Director of Innovation Portfolio Partners, which is a Silicon Valley-based organization that helps big companies create new small business, new businesses, and also he works with a lot of entrepreneurs. He's former with Procter & Gamble, and he was one of the key guys behind Febreze, the Swiffer, and Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. How about that, folks? That's pretty impressive. Carl Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
I love your Swiffer. I mean, thank you so much for creating that for us.
You're welcome. If you have a golden retriever, okay, or whatever, you're a heavy user.
Right. Well, and you can imagine how my wife's eyes are rolling right now. Yeah, like you'd know what a Swiffer is, but I didn't say I knew how to use it. I just know what it is. So Carl, thanks for being here. Congratulations on your new book, The Reciprocity Advantage, A New Way to Partner for Innovation and Growth. He wrote that with Bob Johansson. Carl, my audience has heard me talk about reciprocity on the show as it relates to being a networking tactic. The law of reciprocity, giver's gain. I call it in my new book, The Age of the Customer, I talk about contract first, contribute first, contract second, paying forward, that kind of thing. That's sort of the reciprocity approaches we've been taking. But you take that word and you apply it to a corporate best practice in a different way. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, reciprocity, you're dead on. This concept of giving first and then using that as the basis to create a business, large companies sometimes are too protective, too internal, and we now live in a very, very connected world. And Bob and I look forward to the 10 years and ahead, and there's a group of people we're not talking about. We're talking about millennials, and mm-hmm. there's a new group of people which are in college called digital natives. These are mm-hmm. the kids who grew up in social networked world, and we're shaped by the media of our teenage years. And as they come into the workforce only 4 years from now, we think they're actually going to be the leaders. They're going to be the baby boomers of the future. And that kind of social interaction of giving and then getting later is an absolute requirement. And so it's going to shape the way we think about the future, and companies can't afford to miss out by over-controlling and imagining that they can grow their business by doing that. Instead, what we want them to do is to relook at the assets they've got and ask themselves, what new businesses could I create if and only if I partnered with somebody mm-hmm. new to create them?
You know, let me say this, and I think this will spark some more of your great thoughts there. There was a time when exclusivity was a big deal online. Back in when I first started, you know, my first website went up in 97, so I've been doing this a long time. And there was a time when you could say, okay, if I write this for you, it'll only be available to you on your website or whatever. And then over time, I started realizing something had changed. And I started saying this: there's no such thing as cannibalization. And that was my first thought, Carl, because we used to think, okay, if I share this with somebody, it'll cannibalize the opportunity over on my website, or if I dilute what I have by giving it to somebody else, then you know it'll wind up weakening me. But what I think is happening, based and you guys wrote the book about it, is that there's no such thing as cannibalization. I mean, it's like love. You don't get less of it when you share it. You get more of it. What do you think?
I think, Jim, that maybe I would just say the fear of cannibalization is perhaps getting you in the way of dealing with the reality of what has to happen. I do think there's a zero-sum game problem. You know, if I'm in the grocery store and there's a certain amount of shelf space for a particular category, I do have to, this is a world of and, I do have to defend my core business.
Right.
The problem is we can get so busy defending the core business that all we're doing is extracting value versus creating value. And what you want to do is be able to do both. Keep that current business strong by doing
right.
what you need to do in order to defend it. But then you have to go and create the new. And the way to,
Protect your barriers, but find a way to find common ground with other people.
In order to do something new, and see, then that's not a zero-sum game. And
right.
So you know, we use an example in the book about IBM and a very large company, and I think it's not so much that they're large, it's really hard to be a many-decade-old tech company. And so you have to look and see what are they doing right as well as what are they doing wrong. And they've offered us all Watson. That's a piece of their right-of-way, their know-how. And if you and I wanted to create a business using Watson, we can. And so we have to ask ourselves, what business could we be creating with Watson? And they're doing a wonderful experiment, if you will, in a small business called Propeller Health in Louisville, where IBM has this ability to analyze large amounts of data, but there's very tough problems that don't have structured data. And so they've got a company, Propeller Health, that makes a trackable asthma inhaler. And so anytime anybody uses that, it creates a data point, knowing exactly with GPS where they are, who did it, you know, time of day, all that kind of stuff. And what they can do is then they can correlate that with all the rest of the weather and other data in order to find out what's really driving this at a very, very personal level. You know, we see that in mapping from Waze. I don't know if you use Waze, but Waze allows you to see exactly what's happening. And so you can imagine now, because of the technological and social changes, that you could be partnering with millions of people to create new businesses. And so instead of selling them, you're engaging them. And and so if you think about games, we think of games as shoot 'em up kinds of things.
Right.
In the future, many, many problems are games, and we want to take a gaming approach to engage people.
And that's where, when you look at somebody in the marketplace, you don't see a disruption or a danger. You see opportunity. The book is called The Reciprocity Advantage, and call Ron and I. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.